Welcome back. Dr. James Thorpe is an OBGYN. He's a maternal fetal medicine specialist based in St. Louis, Missouri, with more than 43 years of experience in his field. He has more than 200 scientific publications. He handles literally thousands of high-risk pregnancies every year. But along with his OBGYN work, Dr. Thorpe has become one of the loudest medical voices against these disastrous COVID shots. He was also one of the starring figures in Died Suddenly, where he said what thousands of OBGYNs must know, but be too intimidated or blinded or paid off or bribed or blackmailed or corrupted to say openly. That these COVID shots are obviously causing a massive wave of miscarriages. Anything that causes inflammation during pregnancy is going to cause miscarriages. All doctors know this. And these COVID shots cause massive inflammation. So they must be causing miscarriages, and we can see this both in the data and the anecdotes that we're hearing from hospitals. So where are all of these doctors? Why are so few doctors speaking out? I don't know, maybe it's that Dr. Thorpe is just old enough and set and he doesn't have to worry about his career. Or maybe it's just that our older doctors are just better and more impressive figures. We don't know, we can only guess. But one thing is absolutely clear, Dr. Thorpe is a hero. And if we had just 100 doctors like him, these deadly shots would be stopped in their tracks. We wanted to have Dr. Thorpe on today. We wanted him here to talk about an article in the Washington Post earlier this year, which actually admits that most COVID deaths are happening among the supposedly vaccinated. Now, of course, WAPO blames the people dying for not getting enough booster shots. Of course. Well, Dr. Thorpe has a response to that, using his own study looking at the death rate of different countries and comparing it with their vaccination rate. And he joins us now. Dr. Thorpe, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, thank you very much for having me on your incredible platform. And more importantly, thank you for constantly standing up to the truth. You've been attacked a lot, and that's because you're vocalizing and announcing and broadcasting truth, which is really hard to come by these days. And also, thank you for that incredible, eye-opening documentary movie. I think the most important documentary ever filmed, in my opinion. So thank you very much for doing that. And yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your platform. And I'm very excited about this current study. COVID-19 in the pandemic, dissecting a failed strategy. And I just acknowledging my co-authors who are, my beautiful bride, Maggie, is a co-author. My older brother, Ken, is a co-author. My niece, Elise Thorpe, a co-author. And then Dr. Jovi, who is also a co-author. What we did was we did something very similar, very, very unique. We took hundreds and hundreds of hours looking at the 10 databases that are reputable databases that have been following the COVID-19 around the country. We populated every single 108 countries with very important information, healthcare costs per capita. We used the health, the income per capita that the company had, two separate variables. We looked at the percent vaccination rates in that specific country. We looked at testing rates per thousand. And then we did something unique. We created what we call a stringency tool, Stu. And the stringency tool was based on multiple different variables. And we assigned a variable from 1 to 11. 1 was the least score, 11 was the highest score. And that correlated with how aggressively that individual country took the mandates and social mandates to try to eliminate or flatten the curve. You remember that term?
Oh, yeah.
Using the stringency index. What we found was nothing short of stellar. So there was a positive correlation and a univariate analysis. The higher the country vaccination rates, Stu, this is stunning, the greater the COVID-19 deaths per country population.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a study that said 4,233% more likely to become seriously ill after being vaccinated.
seriously ill and dying from COVID-19 disease.
That's right. That's actually, let me correct myself. Yeah. This was about children. Children, minor children, are 4,233% more likely to die after they have been vaccinated. Let that sink
right.
in.
It's horrible. The other interesting thing we found was that the greater the stringency index, which is, again, our classification of the country's buy-in to the aggressive mandates, masking, social distancing, shutting down businesses, all of that nonsense, the higher the stringency index, also the greater risk of dying in that country from COVID-19 per population.
You talked about some staggering figures in died suddenly, but I think the thing that really, it blows my mind. Babies, unborn babies, are having heart attacks in the womb. Is this something that you've ever seen before in your 43 years of OBGYN experience?
Well, it is, and I think that it's important to recognize the VAERS database for what it is. So that, yes, when they're saying fetal cardiac arrest, that's exactly what they're saying. And of course, they use the British spelling of fetal, F-O-E-T-A-L. So this is definitely a fetal cardiac arrest. Now, the people that entered that and reviewed it, a fetal cardiac death may be entered as a fetal cardiac arrest or stillbirth. So we can't be we can't be absolutely precise and accurate as to what the coder, how they found that fetal death, or whether they observed it real time. But what we do know is it was a fetal cardiac arrest. That's what they coded it for. And they coded it for that was far in excess with the COVID-19 vaccine compared with the influenza vaccine. So yes, I'm comfortable saying that, yes, there's a substantial increase of fetal cardiac arrest, death.
Unlike what you've ever seen in the 43 years of your experience.
True. Yes. Okay. The amount of stillbirth, the amount of fetal malformations, the amount of miscarriage, and of course we need to carefully, for your viewers, differentiate between a miscarriage and a fetal death, but also reduction in placental function, abnormal growth, severe preeclampsia, preterm premature rupture of membrane, fetal cardiac arrhythmia, fetal cardiac disease, and even prematurity and newborn death from prematurity associated with the COVID-19 vaccine. So this is a very, very bleak picture, Stu.
What do you predict is going to happen in the 2 to 3 years to come with those who have been injected with this, have not yet, conceived a child or become pregnant? Maybe they're not married. Maybe this is a couple of years down the road. If these people are still alive, what do you think that the childbirth rate is going to look like in our near future, 2, 5, 10 years?
That's a great question, and I wish I knew. You saw the stunning figures all around the world that birth rates are down, over in Europe, anywhere from 8 to 15%. But of course, most stunning in Australia, the Australian birth rates are down 74%.
74%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go figure. That's horrible. Now, I did a metric, I think that you and your producers challenged me with this. And so I did it. I spent a lot of time doing metrics using conservative estimates. What I wanted to do was guesstimate in the United States of America what the birth rates would fall to. We know that we should have 8 million births per year. That's pretty solid, a little bit north of 8 million. And so we also know that taking conservative estimates, let's just add in a fertility rate reduced by 10%. That's very conservative. I think it's higher than that. A miscarriage rate only increased twice. Okay, only twofold. I think that's very conservative. And then a fetal death rate, which I calculated depending, and I can calculate a community-wide fetal death rate in excess caused by the vaccination by a simple linear formula. Every 10% that the pregnant population, not the overall, the pregnant patients are vaccinated, it's going to increase the fetal death rate by 2.4 death per thousand. Now, that's about 4 sigma, standard deviation. So the baseline rate is 5.8. And in most of my practice in Florida and the Midwest, we're probably only looking at 10 to 20% vaccination rate. So that would be increased from about 5.8 per thousand to maybe about 10 per thousand births. That's a 15 sigma event, but it's not anywhere near as spectacular, I shouldn't say spectacular, horrible as it is out in California or Oregon or Canada, where their vaccination rates are 100%. And as I think you saw with, you were kind enough to interview Ms. Michelle Gershman from Central Florida, and their rates are up to 29.5. I guess that their vaccination rate is probably close to 80 or 90%. So you're looking at, you know, in my country, in my area of practice, we're looking at, you know, only about 10 per thousand, which is alarming. It's way high, but it's nothing compared with the West Coast or Canada. So when I do those metrics, Stu, what I come up with, those are conservative metrics. I come up with, we're down 2 million births a year.
2 million births a year. So
if 8 million to 6 million.
Was intentionally trying to control the population, in other words, kill people, if they were trying to do that on purpose, this would be a great way to do it. In your professional opinion, in your expert opinion, is this about depopulation?
You know, Stu, I just can't go there and I can't answer that. I can't. I want to stick to what I am absolutely for sure of is the figures that I've talked to you about and that this is wreaking death and destruction. I can't speak to somebody's heart. I can't speak to what's going on inside Fauci's brain or Klaus Schwab's brain. And I really don't want to do that because the fact is a fact. This is the most egregious violation of medical ethics in the world history. Never, ever before, Stu, have we globally rolled out. Think about the preposterous, horrible anti-science this is. We all are born with a knowledge, original knowledge of collective consciousness. You don't ever use anything in pregnancy. We've never used experimental drugs in pregnancy, but yet now, we have an incredibly inflammatory vaccine, which is probably the most dangerous vaccine ever conceived and ever rolled out. And we're pushing it in pregnancy. This is absolutely unacceptable. American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, American College of OBGYN, Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine, you are dead wrong. You are pushing a dangerous, deadly drug, which you masquerade as a vaccine. And you're killing my patients, women of reproductive age, my pregnant women, and my preborn babies. You're killing them.
Inflammation during pregnancy is going to cause miscarriages. All doctors know this. Is that right? Do all doctors know this?
All doctors should know this if they don't know it. All obstetricians know it. Gosh, we've known that for half a century.
The people that are pushing these shots, the people that you just mentioned, do they know that inflammation in pregnancies causes miscarriages?
I don't think they want to know it, and I don't think they will admit it. They're going along with a tremendous amount of pressure, and they're a gag order from the American boards and from their hospitals and from their licensing boards. They're collecting their paychecks only to continue with the narrative of the disaster capitalists, the medical industrial complex. This is a horrible, horrible situation. Never before in the history of the world, you never, ever. This makes thalidomide look like M&Ms or prenatal vitamins or DES. It's absolutely unacceptable. Those doctors that I've worked with, I've served in a professional capacity in all three of those organizations, American Board of OBGYN, Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine, American Board, and American College of OBGYN. you should be ashamed of yourselves. There's no science here. You're all neutralized. You're all compromised. I don't know whether you've been paid off. I don't know whether how you become compromised. But I know you guys, and I know I've worked with you. I've published with you. What's happened to you? How can you push this deadly, lethal vaccine in pregnancy when there's no safety data? And if you think there's safety data, why don't you debate me? Why haven't you debated me? Why are you continuing to threaten me when I show you the federal data? When I show you the data from the Pfizer 5.3.6 postmortem analysis that you know fully well. And if you don't know, you are legally responsible for knowing, because that's Pfizer telling you that they are killing my patients and you're ignoring it.
Well, it has to be on purpose. If they know it, or they're willfully ignoring it, or they're happy being ignorant, either way, it's being done with a forethought. And these shots are killing kids, killing babies, and the people who are pushing them absolutely know it. Dr. James Thorpe, you're a hero. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity!
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
I had a great Thanksgiving week off. I hope that you guys had a great Thanksgiving as well, spending time with family. Well, when family gets together, of course you hear about everybody's ailments. Oh, I'm suffering from hip pain, or I fell down, or I tweaked my shoulder or my elbow. And it was great because I was all set. I was handing out Curable like it was going out of style. Curable is the CBD company that I use. I use that CBD company because it's based right here in my home state of Minnesota. That's where all the hemp is sourced. I know where it comes from. I know where it's sourced. That's very important to me. Also, it's a family-owned business, people that you can trust, and you know that nothing weird or freaked out is going inside of your CBD. But CBD can help with so many things. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, even migraine headaches, persistent migraine headaches. What about allergies, seasonal allergies, food allergies? You go online and look at what people are using CBD for. You'll see Parkinson's patients reporting unbelievable results from using CBD. No more neurotoxins for your kids. Maybe you should try CBD for your kid who's diagnosed with ADHD. Go to the research. Well, when you do the research and you realize, yep, CBD is something that I want to try, like any logical person should do because it's natural and it's from God's earth, use Curable as your company because it's a family-owned business and all the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide, everything on the site, when you use promo code STU when you go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Promo code STU when you go to Curable.com.